We continue our learning we're in Megillah Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Ein mochrin beis hakneses ela al tanai sheim yirtzu yachziruhu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. You're not permitted to sell a shul, even you're selling a shul that belonged to the public, to the public. And it's not being sold to a yachid necessarily. Still, you're not allowed to do so unless you have a stipulation built in, im yirtzu yachziruhu, if they wish, they're allowed to repurchase it. Says Rabbi Meir, why? So the Bar Tanura says, why is it asur limkor mechira chaluta, a permanent sale? Diderech bizayonu. It's a disgrace to the shul, to the makom kedusha, kedushas beis hakneses. Klomar, ein ve'einenu klum. This is really worthless to us. That's why we're selling it. So that's why there has to be a tanai built in that if they want to repurchase it, they have the right to do so. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim mochrim oso mimkar olam. No, you're allowed to, chachamim say, you're allowed to sell the shul permanently, not an issue. And Bar Tanura says, v'afilu liyachid, even if it's being sold to an individual. And this is true, chutz me'arba dvarim. The only four things you're not permitted to sell a shul for, and it's to be used for the following purposes, this is not allowed. L'merchatz, if it's going to be used as a bathhouse, ulabursiki, a tannery, v'litvila, or a mikvah, ulabes hamayim, or like the Bar Tanura says, kvisa, for laundering. And some say, he says, inami lemei raglayim, like for a person to relieve themselves, like a bathroom. So those four things, merchot, persiki, tzvila, and beis hamayim, were not permitted to sell a shul, even according to the chachamim, who allow a shul to be sold without a stipulation, but not for these purposes, because this is really a disgrace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, morchin oso l'shem chatzer, v'halokeach mashayirte ya'aseh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what you can do? You can sell the shul for as a chatzah. This is being sold as a courtyard, meaning we're not going to designate it for anything specific. Whatever purpose you want to use it for, that's fine. And then the person who buys it from that person then has the right to use it for whoever he would like. Nonetheless, the Bar Tanura points out we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And then Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Vodamar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. Beis HaKnesses Shecharev Ein Maspidin Besocho. If you have a shul, Shecharav, you have a shul that even if it was destroyed, you're not permitted to have a eulogy of a yachid. A hespet shel rabim is allowed. What's a hespet shel rabim? So they say a gadol ha'ir is, and everyone's coming from the city for his hespet. That's allowed in a shul. So, but beis hakneses, we should not have eulogies in a shul. Generally speaking, we do not have. That's why we don't have funerals in a shul. Unless someone very chush of a person has passed away, then we'll have that in the shul. But other than that, we don't use a shul for that, and that's even if the shul was destroyed. It's not being used anymore. Still, you can't have a hesped of a yachid, hesped shel rabim. Once again, if it's a gadol, it's allowed. What else can you do in a shul? Ve'ein, even in a shul that shecharav, which is destroyed, ve'ein mafshilin besocho chavolim. You're not permitted to twist ropes there. You need a lot of space to twist ropes, so you stretch out. The shul's very big. Can't use the shul for that purpose. Ve'ein parisin l'socha mitzudos. You want to spread out nets to capture animals. Also not allowed in a shul. Ve'ein shotchin al gago peiros. You're not permitted to spread out fruit to dry on the roof of the shul. Ve'ein osin oso kapandaria. And you're not permitted to make the shul into a shortcut. So the Mishnah then quotes the proof text, Shenamar Vahashimosi Es Mikdei Sheichem, meaning this is the proof from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perichav Dalid, in the Tochacha, that the shul, even after it's destroyed, it remains with its Kedusha, and we cannot do anything that's a Derech Bizayon in the shul. What does the Pasuk say? Vahashimosi Es Mikdei Sheichem. I'll make desolate your Mikdei Sheichem, your Batei Mikdash, your sanctuaries. So what does that show? You're referring to, let's say, Mikdash Ma'at, as discussed in Yecheskel Perik Yud Aleph. So it's referring not only to the Beis HaMikdash, but even our shuls. And it shows you that even after they're desolate, they're called Mikdash Eichem. V'hashimosi, I will make them desolate. Es Mikdash Eichem. What do you mean? It's not a Mikdash anymore. It's completely destroyed. You see from here, as the Mishnah says, Kedusha son, Af, k'shehein shomei min. That implies that they're holy even when they're desolate, even when they're destroyed. And the Mishnah says, olu bo asavim. Let's say you have grass that's growing in the ruins of a shul. Lo yitzlosh. You're not allowed to pluck off, to detach that grass. Mipnei agmas mesh. You have an nefesh. You have this by the kotel. We want the grass to grow in the wall. Mipnei agmas nefesh, because of grief. What does that mean? So here is, we want people to see the grass growing, and they'll say, oh my, terrible, look what the shul looks like. We should rebuild the shul. And the Gemara says that you're not permitted to take the grass to feed to your animals. But if you want to take off and put it somewhere else, so even there, that would be considered agmas nefesh too, and that would be acceptable. It still will cause grief, and in that way will fulfill the mandate of the Mishnah, which is that we should feel a sense of agmas nefesh to the point where we want to rebuild it.